Exercise 5B, page 60.
Hello and welcome to this afternoon's show. As you all know, Lent is coming up soon, which means that it is now carnival time in many parts of the world. Most people are familiar with the Rio Carnival in Brazil, but what about the one in Venice? My guest today, Sofia Puzzi, is an expert on the history and cultural traditions of Venice. Hello, Sofia. I'm glad you could be with us today.
It's wonderful to be here, thanks. Before the show, you mentioned that you've been to the Venice Carnival. Did you enjoy it?
It was spectacular. People wore really lavish costumes, and the masks were quite simply works of art. It felt magical to be in such a beautiful historic city, surrounded by the grand palaces, the misty canals and gondolas. And then there's all the parties, concerts and art events to go to. It's a festival that manages to be somehow both ancient and modern. I think what really impressed me, though, was the atmosphere. Everyone put every ounce of energy they had into having a good time. But I don't actually know much about its history and traditions, which is what I hoped you could help us with today.
My pleasure. Well, first of all, let's look at the word carnival itself. Language experts believe it comes from a phrase that means farewell to meat, which makes sense because carnival is the run-up to Lent, the period before Easter, when traditionally Christians give up eating meat, fish, and dairy products. Carnival is the last time to feast and have fun before the long 40 days of Lent, when people are expected to be pure, not loud and fun-loving.
So when did carnival first start in Venice then?
The carnival has a long, interesting history. Although the tradition of carnival is thought to be older, it first appears in Venetian records in 1092. It soon became an important festival in the city, and the famous Venetian carnival masks turn up in the records from the beginning of the 13th century. The carnival remained popular for many centuries until the Austrians took control of the city at the end of the 18th century. This is when it started to go into decline, and then finally in the 1930s it was banned completely. It wasn't revived until 1979. When a group of local businessmen got it going again. Now it's a hugely popular festival, and just as big as it was in its heyday.
What about the story behind the masks?
During carnival, people tend to do things that would be considered outrageous in normal society, and they didn't want to be recognized and gossiped about. So the wearing of masks developed mainly as a way for people to feel free at carnival. It was also a way of disguising your social class. Carnival was, historically, the one time that all the classes would mix together, from noblemen to peasants. The styles of the masks are very distinctive too. Many of them are from characters from the famous Italian comedy theatre, the Commedia dell'arte, like Colombina. And some are quite sinister, such as the plague doctor's mask, which has a long nose like a bird's beak, and is often worn with a big black hat and a long black cloak.
Yes, some of the costumes and masks can look quite scary. I noticed that when I was there. I was just thinking, though, that it's a shame we don't have anything similar to carnival here in Britain. But I suppose our weather makes it difficult. The cold and damp at that time of year doesn't exactly encourage people to want to have a street party. And we're not as outgoing and party-loving as the Italians.
The British love to party as much as anyone. Just think about all your New Year traditions. No, I'd say that the reason carnival didn't develop here is because of climate. That's why the Notting Hill Carnival happens in August, rather than the run-up to Lent.
I never thought of that. That's a good point. Well, thank you for coming in today, Sofia.